It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we're bringing the list music and interviews with the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll meet Brock and Scro. Check in with Dave Incognito of Incognito Theory. Rock a cool track from A-Bird. And crank up the latest from Exothermic Reaction. They're in action at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on Saturday, May 4th. But first, joining us over the phone is Danny McDonough of The New Black. You can catch them at the Bitter End of New York City on Saturday, May 11th. Danny, thanks for calling into the show.
Tom, thanks a lot for having me, man. Really appreciate it.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on. Your latest album, Coming Home, is out now. Tell us what went into producing that.
Jake Antilles actually produced it. He's phenomenal. He actually worked closely with David Bendeth, who did Breaking Benjamin, and worked with a bunch of other nationals. And we were lucky enough to come across his work and speak to him briefly, and we just loved his ideas, loved his vision on what we can do with the album, and it was a great fit. It was definitely a great fit.
How could someone get a copy?
Very easy. If you want a hard copy of the actual album, you can go on our site, which is thenewblackofficial.com, or you can just drop us a line, you know, on any of our social medias. All the guys are very social media active, which is great, and we'd love to mail it out to anybody who wants it.
If someone wants to find you on social media, what should they look for? How can they find you?
We're all over Facebook. Just search The New Black. Very easy to find us. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram, The New Black Music, at The New Black Music. Like I said, we're very social media active. We want to really connect with our fans, connect with, you know, everybody out there who's spread the love, spread the word about our band and, you know, this new album. So we appreciate everybody out there who's been listening.
Your website is thenewblackofficial.com, right?
You got it.
If you look on there and you click tour, you can see that you guys have a number of shows coming up. In the immediate future, May 11th, you're rocking the Bitter End in New York City. May 18th, the Jersey Shore Music Festival over in Seaside. May 25th, the Crossroads in Garwood. And then, like, literally right in our backyard, June 8th, you're rocking the Stone Pony in Asbury Park. What can people expect from a live performance from The New Black?
A lot of energy. A lot of energy, Tom. You know, our goal is to connect with every single person that comes out to the shows. We like a lot of interaction. You know, you'll see me jumping around a lot. You'll see Eddie jumping around a lot. We're getting involved with the crowd as much as we can. We want people to scream the words to us. We want people to scream the lyrics to us. We want to know that they're there right with us. You know what I mean? A lot of energy, a lot of passion. I'm really looking forward to these shows in May and June.
And the track we're doing is Change the World. Tell us about this song.
So Change the World, our single, you know, with everything going on in the world today, there's a lot of turmoil, a lot of divide, a lot of hatred out there. So what we wanted to do with Change the World is we wanted to shed light on the fact that everybody is, we all bleed the same. We all have emotions. We all feel anger. We all feel sadness. It's very easy to change someone's day. It's very easy to change someone's mindset toward people. You know, one simple act of kindness can really go a long way and start a chain reaction. So this song is really about unity. You know, and it really kind of sums up the album as a whole. So that's why we let it off as our first single.
Danny McDonough of The New Black. Catch them at the Bitter End of New York City on May 11th. Danny, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Really appreciate it, man.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's The New Black, which changed the world, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
We hide behind closed doors. We fight our fears with war. No cure for the open wounds. Unless we change the rules, it's so much more. Keep running towards the light. Fight the hate with all our might. Yeah, with love we conquer all. So we can take a chance and learn to grow. United we stand, divided we fall. Together we'll rise, forever be strong. In hope of a new day that will save us all. United we stand, divided we fall. Together we'll rise, forever be strong. Just look inside yourself and answer the call. Open your heart. Fear anymore. Why pretend there's nothing wrong? We hide the scars cause we can't fight this anymore. There's nothing left to say. I wanna run so far away. All the hatred in this world has made me feel so alone. United we stand, divided we fall. Together we'll rise, forever be strong. In hope of a new day that will save us all. United we stand, divided we fall. Together we'll rise, forever be strong. Just look inside yourself and answer the call. Open your heart, open your soul. Shine out the light, so the message is told. Open your eyes, open your mind. Change one life, change the whole world.
Reaction. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Hit me.
Now come on!
Canada, God.
latest from Exothermic Reaction, that's Shredded Soul, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out their music at 2BTBmusic.com. And don't miss them at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on Saturday, May 4th. Steve Hook will be on the scene to host the show. Tickets are available at StonePonyOnline.com. Joining us over the phone are Alan and Chip of Brock and Scrow. Their debut album, No Reason to Complain, is out now. Guys, thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks for having us.
It's a total pleasure to have you guys on the podcast. And I just mentioned your new album, No Reason to Complain, is out. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, it kind of started off as, Chip and I were just kind of in this cover band, you know, playing some, just doing it for fun. And, you know, I've been writing songs for years. And he ended up sending me a song that he'd written. I'm like, you know, why don't we actually try to do something original? You know, I'd been out of it for a little while. I wanted to get back into it. And I thought the song was awesome. And we just started, I have a little studio in my house. So we just started recording there. And it kind of, you know, just took it from there and kept on writing new songs.
How could someone get a copy of the album?
So the album's available on a number of streaming outlets. You can get it from on iTunes. You can listen on Spotify, YouTube. And you can go to our site, brockandscrow.com, and you can hear Struggle to Keep Pace, which is really the single off of the album.
It is important to know that Scrow is spelled S-G-R-O, because I thought it was Segro until about 2 weeks ago. I've known this guy for 3 years, so.
See, you know,
now I know how to pronounce it.
That's important.
When I first read the name of your band, Brock and Scrow, I just thought of like rock and roll, and it just, to me, Brock and Scrow sounds like rock and roll, and that's how I was able to get it right.
That's exactly what we were going for. You know what? We have, you know, with my name, Brock, it's always easy, but like Scrow kind of like flowed right with it like that. So,
and it was funny, Tom, because we have a publishing company for our music, and it's called Brog's Rock Publishing, and it was perfect because we just combined the names, combined the letters of the last names that came up with Brog's Rock, so it worked perfectly.
Totally cool.
It sounds cool. I don't know what it means, but it sounds cool.
It works for me. And Chip, I understand that you have quite the collection of guitars.
Yeah, it's funny. It's something that started really organically, and I've been collecting guitars over the last, I guess, 10, 15 years. And I'm a big fan of the Beatles. I think many people are. And I focused on trying to acquire the guitars that the Beatles played in, you know, the correct year. So looking particularly at George Harrison's guitars from the 57 Duo Jet, 63 Tennessee and a 62 Country Gent. So it's something that I've been working on over the years, and it's really come together. So it's fun, and the nice thing is that we play the guitars on the album and we use them, so it's not something that we hang on the wall and just admire.
I think that's really cool. How do you hunt those guitars down?
You kind of have to have almost a list, kind of the way I do it, and you focus and you try and find ones that you really want are in good condition. I've been really fortunate that I have a good relationship with Danny Courtney from Chelsea Guitars. Really, we're friends, and he's been very helpful to me. He's got a great shop, a great staff, and they really helped me hunt down some of these guitars. So I've had help. I haven't been able to. I haven't done it all on my own.
And when you guys aren't hunting down guitars or writing cool songs, what do you have planned coming up as we move further into 2019?
You know what we've been talking about. We've started to write some new songs. Chip sent me a couple ideas, and we're going to try to. You know what? I think the songs in the first album we did write a few of them together, but a lot of them were stuff we already had. I think we're going to focus on actually kind of maybe writing a more, you know, completely together and like, you know, having a more of a collaboration in that way. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fun.
And we're trying to schedule some dates. I mean, we're in the process of nailing down a number of dates over the next, next few months, right through the fall. So it'll be a combination of playing out and also trying to record an album at the same time. So it'll be tricky, but I think we can get it done.
Now, if somebody wants to stand up of everything you guys are doing and keep track of when those dates will be announced, what's the best way for people to look you guys up online?
Yeah, so we have brockandscrow.com. So just spell it out, brockandscrow.com. We'll have all the latest news there. The site's already up. We also have Brock and Scrow on Facebook and Instagram. So we're very accessible. We will keep people advised of what we're doing because the feedback so far we've been getting has been great. And because of people like you, more people learning about it. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, and if you're under 25, I'm sure the Instagram is what you're going to go to. I'm learning that Facebook is for old people now. But so we're trying to cover all the bases. So.
I'm still rocking the MySpace page. I don't know about you, but...
Hey, I still have a MySpace page. I forgot about it, but I recently looked it up, and I was like, oh, wow, it's still active.
I just brought my Betamax to a repair shop to get fixed.
The track we're doing is Struggle to Keep Pace. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, this is a song that was truly a collaboration between me and Chip. I had an idea. I didn't actually have words. He wrote some words for it in a bridge, and then we sort of, you know, let's write a song that maybe older people can relate to, you know, about, you know, working, about, you know, struggling to, you know, like once you're over 30, 40 and you have kids, maybe a song that, that somebody can relate to, you know, in that respect. And I think that, you know, he wrote some lyrics back. I kind of revised some stuff. And I think this was truly a kind of collaboration of how we both feel about life, you know, moving forward.
And it was great because of that. It was really, we both agreed it was definitely the single off of the album because it just worked. We really liked the way it came out. And it was nice because, as Alan said, it really was kind of an eyeball-to-eyeball written type of a song.
Alan Brock and Chip Skro, they are Brock and Skro. And their debut album, No Reason to Complain, is out now. Guys, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us, Tom.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Brock and Skro with Struggle to Keep Pace on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I rise from my bed. I'm already late. Still dreaming of how I break out of this place. My head in the clouds. With 2 feet on the floor. I'm shaking it off. One foot out the door. What could I like is to race? A struggle to keep pace. Oh, a true dynasty. Beauty in our misery. Light a candle that burns. The fire burns. I'm diving in. I rise from the dead. Get out of my head. I'll rip these chains.
Country.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Adam from Abe Laird, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah.
Cool Island song on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. A-Bird's Hard Times Between Two Dimensions album is available to stream now on Spotify. Don't miss them at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park on May 6th. It's a happy Monday, so admission is free. Levy and the Oaks were also on the bill for that show. More info at abirdmusic.com. Joining us over the phone is Dave Incognito of Incognito Theory. They're working on a new album, and they're putting together a huge rock fest this summer called Unity Fest. Dave, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Tom. How are you, brother?
Awesome, man. It's always great having you on Jersey Rock. And this is really cool. Tell us about Unity Fest.
Unity Fest is about unifying the scene and bringing local hard rock and heavy metal bands together to have like a really killer barbecue and to support everybody in the local scene. It's going to be something that's going to be different than anything that's out there right now. I know that a lot of bands do a lot of metal festivals and stuff. A lot of local bands are doing it. But me and my guitar player wanted to put something together that would help all the bands get more credibility than usual.
And this is happening July 20th over at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch. It's a ways off, but, you know, we're going to stay on top of it, and we're going to rock some of the bands that are playing this festival on the podcast between now and then, and we're also going to have you guys on the air this summer. How many bands do you have involved in this festival?
10 bands, really close friends of ours. I'll run all the bands down for you so you know who's involved in this. We're really excited about this. We had some help. Let me throw that out there first. Our good friend Ben Puglisi of DAA Entertainment is involved in this. This is going to be put under DAA Entertainment and Morbidian Productions, which Morbidian Productions is the production company that me and my guitar player have been doing. We used to do a couple of shows and promote shows and stuff like that to help bands and stuff. And we haven't done one in a while, so this is going to be something really huge for us. So I figured I'd throw that out there. So without the help of Ben from DAA, this couldn't have been made possible. So this is really cool. So I just want to throw that out there. So we're working together as a team to make this really huge for everybody.
How could somebody find out more about Unity Fest?
Pretty much go on the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll have stuff up there. We're probably going to put a lot of the stuff on the incognitotheory.com. Still be able to, I mean, we're still working out like tickets and stuff like that and what the price is going to be. It's not going to be an expensive show or anything like that. This is just to support everybody. And we wanted to put this party together with all our great friends that have been supportive to us and we've been supportive to them. So here's the bands that are involved, just to give you a heads up. Madness at Midnight, Behind the Bullet, Love's Overrated, Rider, Dirty Black Seven, Out of Bounds, which I know they were band of the week at one point, really
totally.
Good friends of ours. Midnight Hellion, Spider Rockets. The Spider Rockets have that song on WWE with Charlotte Flair.
And they've been they've been on Jersey Rock.
Yes, they have. Really great, really, really great band too. Of course us, Incognito Theory. And Pierced. It's going to be really, really, really killer, man. Like, all these guys have been very supportive. We're all working together to make this happen. And, you know, we decided to call this Unity Fest because it's about, we're all fighting for the same dream, man. So let's just put this party together, crank some beers and whiskey, and crank some really killer hard rock and heavy metal of all these killer local bands.
It's going to be a good time. That's July 20th at the Brighton Bar. We'll stay on top of that. But speaking of things to stay on top of, Incognito Theory working on a new album. How's that going?
Things are going great. We're in pre-production right now. Mike LaPont of Symphony X is back playing bass and singing backing vocals. He was on our debut CD, Ashes Divide. Tim Proachman on drums. And, of course, my business partner and co-founder, Andrew Prusak, is the lead guitarist. He also does the production, mixing, and mastering. But everything's going great. It's going to be an EP, 4 songs. You might actually get a cover. Can't really announce the cover, but I think people are going to be quite surprised. We do have the name of the EP. It's called Risky Fuel. It's actually going to be the single that people will be getting, and there's a video behind it. We already started shooting footage for it. Same guy, Mr. Mark Petrick, who shot Reckoning, which was the single that we released with you guys first. I want to thank you again, Tom, and Jersey Rock and Rat for all the support that you've been giving Incognito Theory. Really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure to rock you guys on Jersey Rock. And the track we're rocking right now, the title track off of your most recent album, tell us about Ashes Divide.
I really like to leave that to the public. I mean, pretty much with Ashes Divide, this song is about standing strong and fighting for what you believe in and just doing and continuing what you love. And when times get tough, you can just crank that song in the car and forget about your everyday problems.
Dave Incognito of Incognito Theory. Stay tuned for more announcements on their July 20th Unity Fest, rocking the Brighton Bar in Long Branch. New album on the way. Dave, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Tom. You rock.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Incognito Theory with Ashes Divide on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
We'll be right back.
Incognito Theory with the title track off of their Ashes Divide album on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. And we'll keep you posted on the big show they're putting on this summer. Very much looking forward to Unity Fest. In the meantime, check out Incognito Theory at incognitotheory.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRHC.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Brad at WRHC.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.